Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
My father's been fighting the deep state for the last 3 years in Washington, D.C.
One of President Trump's sons saying that his father is not terribly worried about the House launching an impeachment inquiry over his dealings with Ukraine. Eric Trump saying this morning,
he's the greatest fighter in the world, and he will fight these people till, you know, the bitter end. And again, it's going to backfire.
Eric Trump speaking there on Fox News. White House aides are reportedly going to outline their response strategy to the impeachment inquiry for President Trump this week. Meanwhile, this morning, the president's questioning whether California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff should be arrested for treason. In one of several tweets this morning, the president called out the chair of the House Intelligence Committee over a paraphrased version that he had read before the committee of a call between the president and the president of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince denying accusations that he ordered the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Speaking through a translator, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman telling CBS News on 60 Minutes that the killing was, in his words, a heinous crime, but that he absolutely did not order it.
Today the investigations are being carried out, and once charges are proven against someone, regardless of their rank, it will be taken to court, no exception made. If there is any such information that charges me, I hope it is brought forward publicly.
The GM strikes begun its 15th day. Some 46,000 auto workers still picketing at GM facilities nationwide. Leaders from the UAW and GM are back at the bargaining table in Detroit. But if they don't come to an agreement, the auto workers will start getting $250 a week from the union's strike fund soon. Stocks open higher on Wall Street as investors are watching trade developments between the U.S. and China. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The trial of a former Dallas police officer who shot and killed her unarmed black neighbor will continue this week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
31-year-old Amber Geiger, who's white, is on trial for murder after fatally shooting 26-year-old Botham Jean, an accountant who was alone in his apartment when she came through his front door. On Friday, Geiger testified she mistook Jean's fourth-floor apartment for her own, which is one floor below. She said she parked on the wrong level of the apartment complex, walked into the unlocked door thinking it was her own. She says she then killed Jean in self-defense, mistakenly thinking he was a burglar in her apartment. Geiger telling the jury she hates herself every day because of what happened. The jury will consider whether Geiger is guilty of murder, a lesser crime such as manslaughter, or criminally negligent homicide, or if she's not guilty at all. Testimony will resume on Monday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Virginia doctor who prescribed about 500,000 doses of addictive opioids in the past 2 years is facing up to life in prison. Authorities say Dr. Joel Smithers contributed to the opioid abuse epidemic in West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. Many of his patients drove hundreds of miles to see him. He was convicted this year on more than 800 counts of illegally prescribing drugs. When he's sentenced on Wednesday, the best he can hope for is a mandatory minimum of 20 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. For years, Barry Zito lived as a walking personification of the American dream professionally. He was at the top of his game as a Cy Young Award winner in Major League Baseball. Financially, he signed the richest contract that had ever been given to a pitcher, 7 years for $126 million. Socially, he was one of the most eligible bachelors in Hollywood. Yet for years, Barry was miserable. Despite achieving the kind of fame and fortune that most people only dream about, he was plagued by both internal forces and external circumstances that robbed him of any sense of peace until he finally found a purpose worth living for. It's all in his book, Curveball, just released. The Cy Young Award winner and two-time World Series champ, Barry Zito, joins us now. Barry, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's an honor to be talking to you and to get your story. I was a baseball fan, you know, and continue to be. Our family was a baseball family. My brothers are envious that I'm speaking to Barry Zito today and talking about your brand new book. So on their behalf, we'll say, hey, man, it's good to be talking to you.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun kind of writing something that I wish I could have read maybe as a adolescent, you know, aspiring on this American dream, like you said. It's kind of like a warning flare, I guess, to the younger generation that, you know, if you're looking for satisfaction and contentment, it's not over here.
Was this a bit of a catharsis for you to write this out, to kind of get it, you know, to flesh everything out of your system?
It was. I mean, you know, I just had such a transformation of, you know, being raised in kind of an Eastern-based New Age teaching that was, you know, similar to a lot of things we see today. You know, if you think these thoughts and you, you know, if you focus your mind enough, you can create these realities or these successes or these, you know, relationships in your life. And I do think that our thoughts and what our intentions are have a lot to do with it, but it's not, that's not where it ends. And, you know, I was raised with that mindset, and man, did it ever come back to bite me.
Well, you know, your mom and dad were in the music business. I mean, you're in the music business as well, which is interesting. We'll talk about that later on because I had a chance to hear, you know, some of your cuts. I mean, you're amazing. I mean, do you stop and pinch yourself and realize just how gifted you are? I mean, Major League Baseball player, you're talking less than one half of 1% of anybody that ever picks up a glove and throws a ball. I mean, you make it up there. I mean, you're at the very pinnacle to think of how uniquely gifted you are. And as if that's not enough, then you know how to play guitar and you sing. Yeah, you're amazing.
Well, I appreciate it. I think if you talked to me 10 years ago, I would have said, you're right, I am amazing, but I can't take credit for these things. I mean, I just feel like we have these gifts. I thought I knew where they came from. I really don't. And to be honest, the more I look back on my career and realize how good these major leaguers are, I have no idea how I got them out. No idea how I won these awards, because that looks pretty hard out there.
Yeah, and no doubt about it, especially the way these kids are pitching now, where, I mean, it's like, what, doesn't anybody pitch less than 100 miles an hour anymore?
Oh, it's ridiculous. I remember when I came up in 2000, there was literally one guy on every team that could reach up and hit 95. Yes. And now, I mean, there might be one guy that can't. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, amazing, huh? And but your story, you know, I started to allude to it, is your mother and father, musicians. I mean, your mother was a singer, your dad was a band leader. You know, let's talk about that upbringing and that dynamic.
Yeah, my father was a self-taught piano player in New York, and he was actually came into the world in a very turbulent way. He was a product of a rape of his father raped his father raped his stepdaughter, a 14-year-old, and my father was the product of that. So he actually grew up with this veil of shame over him from day one.
Oh, wow.
And I think he took a lot of that, you know, that chip on his shoulder and focused it on music and ended up becoming Nat King Cole's, you know, road conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother, you know, was 15 years younger and auditioned in LA, and she won a job to be one of Nat's backup singers. And that's how they kind of came together, and they got married and in New York, and then they kind of headed west after that.
Barry, you know, if you had to fast forward, you know, a couple of decades and this would have happened, your father would have probably been aborted. You wouldn't have been around.
Absolutely.
There'd have been no World Series rings. There'd be no story, right?
That's beautiful. You're totally right. I mean, this is 1928, and actually what they did, I mean, it was probably the equivalent back then, but they sent the 14-year-old off to upstate New York to go be pregnant and have the baby, because they certainly could not explain all that, right, to their family.
Exactly.
In the Bronx.
Right.
So she went off, had the baby, and they actually dropped him off at an orphanage. You know, and 6 months later, the 14-year-old's mother went back and said, I can't let this happen. I'm going to raise this child as my own. And so my father actually was raised thinking that his grandmother was his mom until he found this out, you know, at the age of 16.
Wow. You imagine what that must have done to him psychologically. And that's the context then where, you know, people, you know, they didn't get divorced, you know, like they do today. You know, things weren't quite that disposable when it comes to families. But today, in this culture of death in which we live in, like I said, you know, a couple of decades later, that wouldn't happen. That problem would have got erased real quick. And then the associated pain and psychological impact would have been felt, you know, in the darkness. So, wow, that's incredible what you're... And so this forms his worldview. And so what does this do for your father? I mean, how does he approach life now?
No, it's true. And it was important too in my book to go back and look at what made his worldview what it was, because there's a lot of turbulence I experienced in my adult life because what I went through as a result.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, I mean, honestly, he was 50 when he had me, so... You know, I came along, he was older, he wasn't working. We were in San Diego and there was no music business there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was just so loving and spent, you know, was with me every afternoon when I'd come home from school, and we worked on baseball every day. But what happened is that his desire to be known, to know self-worth, you know, to be validated and approved of, that he never got as a child, you know, kind of he pushed that into me. And
exactly.
The way I interpreted it was to be famous, to be successful, and if I do all these things and I'm on the cover of magazines, then that will mean that I made it in life. And I kind of took that paradigm forward.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up going into my career trying to win the approval of, you know, the entire Bay Area. And
right.
Man, did that come back to haunt me.
Well, that's overwhelming. I mean, even just you carrying the weight of your father's life and his perception and worth, I mean, it's like you're not living for yourself. You're bringing his life into your life. This had to be just incredibly confusing for you at the same time.
Oh, yeah, no, it absolutely was. And I didn't know his, you know, of course, I didn't know his whole background and the psychological.
Oh, you didn't know about the rape or anything like that, huh?
Well, I did know that, but of course, I didn't know that he just had this desire to be known and to be loved for who he was, you know, just for who he was and not for what he did.
Right.
And exactly. So that idea was really, you know, imparted on me. And so I then attached to baseball in an unhealthy way, and it became who I was, you know, and not what I did. So, you know, baseball was my God for many years.
Exactly.
There was nothing more important.
Understandably. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Barry Zito and his new book, Curveball, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Independent, just the way you like
to hear from us 5 days a week, live 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Barry Zito, yes, the Cy Young Award winner, Super Bowl player, richest pitcher at his time, $126 million, 7-year contract he signs. Everything is looking great, but we're going through his experiences in growing up. I mean, and you know, Barry, to think about your father in terms of his own self-worth. I mean, here he is. He's a musician. He's touring with Nat King Cole. Again, you know, I talked in terms of your abilities and your gifts and being, you know, the top one half of 1% of anybody that picks up a glove and throws a ball. Musicians the same way. For your dad to arrive at that level, I mean, he wasn't some schlub. I mean, he was very accomplished to be the band leader for Nat King Cole. Are you kidding me?
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's funny what, you know, needing love or needing approval can do for you in the world, right? I mean, a lot of times, you know, people do get to these high places just from the, you know, very innate need to be accepted for who we are. I think we see it a lot of time with our sports stars. You know, they usually have a chip on their shoulder from something about their dad, you know, didn't love them, and or their mom. And but my father, I found this out in the book writing process, that my father actually quit Nat's band and quit his prestigious position in Nat's traveling road conductor as his conductor to go out on his own, because my father, in his words, wanted to be his own man, and he didn't want to be Nat's guy.
Right.
And so that's kind of the destructive side of the ego, right? And and I had all kinds of destruction from my ego, you know, needing to show everyone that I was important, you know, not my teammates or not the other pitcher.
Mm-hmm. In your book, you relate in terms of this father-son dynamic and how important it was for you to earn your father's respect and affection. You had to call him and tell him in 2010 that you weren't on the roster that was going into the World Series. And that was a tough call for you.
That was the hardest thing that I ever did, because, you know, I got brought over to San Francisco to lead them to a World Series. And after four bad seasons of pitching and no playoffs for our team, you know, we finally were going to the postseason to really make a run at that World Series. And the coach told me I couldn't be on the team and I wasn't good enough. And, you know, so I had to sit and watch. And I remember after the coach told me that day, I came home and I said, "Dad, I'm thinking about quitting baseball, but I need to know first, will you still love me if I do?"
Right.
And that was a question I did not know the answer to. And the way he answered the question was, "That would be a terrible business decision, but of course I'd still love you." And, you know, I don't know. He's passed on now, so I don't know what he meant by that. But that was not the thing I was expecting and hoping to hear, I guess.
Well, it caused you to draw pause. I mean, in the moment, yes, you're upset you know, you're not there. You miss out on the big game and everything that anybody, again, that picks up a glove and hits a ball sees themselves in the World Series, Game 7, you know, bottom of the ninth inning. You know, we know the play-by-play. Or you're on the mound and it's 3-2, and all you got to do is throw a strike and the game over and the team wins, you know. So yeah, we know how that ends. But in your case, all that was pulled out from underneath you. And so you had some decisions to make at that point.
I did. You know, it's funny. I was raised in this Eastern kind of New Age tradition, so I had many spiritual healers over the years. Mm-hmm. Something inside of me was telling me that this, being as turbulent and traumatic as it was to my identity, to my baseball career, but, you know, more importantly, to my identity as a person on earth, is that I need to tell my dad that I'm thinking about quitting, mm-hmm. see if he still loves me, and then fire my spiritual healer. And really just go at this alone. And I don't know why I did that, because I always had a coach in life, my father, telling me what to do.
Right.
And that was when everything started to open up for me.
So what happened?
So I went home to
In a sense, you go into a spiritual crisis here, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, my worldview had been, you know, shaken to the foundation, because I grew up with, you know, if you think it and conceive it, you will achieve it. And
right.
you know, of course, I'm blaming myself for all these failures, and I couldn't out-manifest or out-think my way out of this hole, and I needed help. And for the first time, I was willing to admit, I can't do this alone anymore. I mean, and I was probably 10 different religions and spiritualities in. You know, I'd tried everything, you know, and I would always move on to the next
thing. Don't feel bad. I did the Zen of motorcycle maintenance, so I got the drill. I did that too. So. You know, raised Catholic, I went on a search, and hey, have you read the Bible? I go, hey, I'm in the Zen of motorcycle maintenance, so I'll do that later. So yeah, I know the drill.
That's it, man. So what happened is I went back to LA and sat up in my, you know, big mansion in the Hollywood Hills and was all alone, and no one wanted to hang out with me because I was the laughingstock of, you know, baseball at that point. And but I went to a 12-step meeting for codependency, mm-hmm. and step one was, you know, my life's become unmanageable, and I'm admitting that I'm powerless over other people's opinions. And, you know, and I think being raised by a father where that one opinion was really shaping my identity, I had now let everyone else shape me. And my head kind of cracked open at that point, and, you know, that along with meeting, you know, my now wife, Amber, who had been praying to a loving father. Wow, that was a trip. Never heard about praying to a God that was loving and like a friend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I would always pray to a force.
Right. Wow. So God bless Amber. Amber comes in your life at a time when you needed Amber in your life.
Absolutely, yeah. Amber was praying and, you know, just doing things for me that I wasn't even aware of were having an impact. And, you know, 8 months later, I came to Christ, and my life has been different ever since.
Wow. What an incredible story from dark to light for you, Barry Zito, that you would do this. And, you know, it's always fun to talk baseball and, you know, be around athletes. And in your book, which was shocking for people, it was noted that you said, here you are, you're playing, you know, the Giants are going to the World Series, and you're wishing that they would lose.
I was rooting against the team because my ego was in control at that moment, and I was just hoping they would show that they couldn't do it without me. I mean, I needed validation any way I could get it, and that was it, man. And I was in a pool of my own misery, and, you know, everything changed when I started living for Christ and stopped living for myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a year later, I got to pitch in the playoffs, win a World Series, and it was literally because I just told God, I'm not doing this for them anymore. I'm doing this for you. So whatever result you want, I don't care if it's 10 runs in the first inning I'd give up. I'm just going to go do my best. And I got blessed with all kinds of accolades that I actually stopped needing, which is the irony part of it.
Right. What did your teammates say? Because they had to notice. They go, whoa, what happened to you, buddy? Who are you, right?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, a lot of my teammates were believers at that point. And, you know, so they helped me in the journey. But my life just changed profoundly, and it's been different ever since.
You say there's a big difference. You got two rings. But you say that first ring still has an impact for you.
The first ring is more important than the big World Series ring in 2012 because I actually had to work a lot harder to earn that. And that ring taught me lessons that I will never, ever forget. And to be honest, I didn't learn many lessons with my big success. That was more just enjoying the icing.
Well, as we wrap things up, Barry, you and I could spend more time talking. I mean, you have such a great story here. We got about a minute and a half left. I mentioned that you're playing music. You go to your website, and wow, you're gifted. So what's down the road for Barry Zito?
Down the road, just enjoying music production and songwriting in Nashville, and just having a great time with that and raising a family, two boys, and always trying to give it back to God.
Amen.
Bill, you know, I wonder if we might have to, we could maybe come back and finish, but I'm 30 seconds away from being on TV right now.
Well, and, look, I'll tell you what, get going, and we will. Okay. I want to have you back. We need to do a follow-up, okay?
20 seconds.
You've got to get going. All right. Barry Zito, curveball, incredible story, as you can imagine here, and what an honor to talk to the Cy Young Award winner, two-time World Series champion. His book, Curveball, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Now
that the Fed has cut interest rates by a 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
My father's been fighting the deep state for the last 3 years in Washington, D.C.
One of President Trump's sons saying that his father is not terribly worried about the House launching an impeachment inquiry over his dealings with Ukraine. Eric Trump saying this morning,
he's the greatest fighter in the world, and he will fight these people till, you know, the bitter end. And again, it's going to backfire.
Eric Trump speaking there on Fox News. White House aides are reportedly going to outline their response strategy to the impeachment inquiry for President Trump this week. Meanwhile, this morning, the president's questioning whether California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff should be arrested for treason. In one of several tweets this morning, the president called out the chair of the House Intelligence Committee over a paraphrased version that he had read before the committee of a call between the president and the president of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I will tell you that having an awkward moment, it does feel awkward. Just so you know, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, back with you. I'm Bill Martinez. George Carneal joins us now. We're going to talk about something that we've had a difficult time discussing, frankly, in this rather progressive, woke society in which we live in. Our founding fathers gave us the First Amendment right to where we could talk about things and reason together. But there have been interests that have blocked it because they don't want to have the conversation, to allow people to process what other people are understanding when it comes to gender, and it comes from when we're talking about homosexuality, it's like I don't want to talk about it, whole deal, and then if you say the wrong thing, you're disqualified and you're homophobic or, you know, whatever phobic thing that they want to address to you that, in a sense, knocks you out of the conversation. George is author of the book From Queer to Christ, My Journey into the Light. He's a frequent speaker at churches, as you can imagine, conferences, has worked with pastors who are struggling with how to address the issue of homosexuality. George, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, great to have you here. And this is something that I've maintained, George, in talking with other pastors, is that this is an issue that needs to be discussed because there are, people like yourself who have you know, we've got all kinds of issues. I mean, we're humanoids, and I don't care what you talk about, pornography, you talk about any other, you know, sin you want to talk about. I mean, that's what's in the pews across the churches today. But the pastors somewhat are ill-equipped to address those issues, but that is their responsibility and their charge based on what God has ordained for them, is it not?
Absolutely.
So you cannot just stick your head in the sand and just say, okay, well, we're going to talk about, let's talk about all the good things, you know, about the prosperity gospel and other things, and avoid, you know, the pain that's in the pews, right?
Yeah, so many people are hurting, and it's unfortunate that the pastors won't address these issues. I find that whenever I share at conferences or churches, I will have people come up and share things with me that have happened to them from their childhood that they've not only never shared with their family, but not even their spouses. And some of these people are even elderly people. People are really hurting, and they don't, especially when I have parents who reach out to me through my website, trying to struggle with this issue of how to help their kids who are in the LGBT life. When I ask them, do you have a Christian network of supportive people who can pray for your kids and you can talk to them about it? They will hands down tell me, no, I don't trust Christian. This is really sad.
Yeah, it really is when you consider that who is it that has the power? I mean, in my study today in Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2, I mean, Jesus proclaimed this about himself and said on that day when he read it there in the synagogue that it had been fulfilled, and this was, you know, the proclamation of captives being released. I mean, if you are held captive by a sin in your life, you are not liberated. You're not realizing God's purpose for your life. And it's really, well, to say sad is an understatement. And to think about, as you say, elderly people who have been carrying this this weight around them, they've been dragging it around because they didn't know how to talk about it. Or who
exactly
to talk to, right?
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who are struggling, especially if you just go with women who have the guilt of an abortion.
Yes.
They don't even feel they have anyone they can talk to without feeling judged or condemned. It's just sad that the churches refuse to have a dialogue, to listen to people and the burdens and the problems that they're carrying, and that we pray for one another, that we lift each other up, and that we encourage these individuals. It's not about affirming a sin. And it's also the same for LGBT individuals. They need to know that there are Christians who will tell them the truth in love, and that they come into the church and they have a safe place to hear the word of God by a man who's going to have the guts and the courage to preach the truth of God's word. Mm-hmm. And so these individuals will know that freedom is possible. It has happened in my life and so many other former homosexual and transgender individuals.
George, your story, you know, from queer to Christ, what was it? Was this something, you know, was this something that just kept on, you know, a perspective, you know, that you're realizing that your behavior wasn't bringing glory to God and you wouldn't know necessarily in the onset, but there was just something about this that kept nagging at you. Explain to our audience the process that you experienced.
Well, my father is a Baptist minister, and I've struggled with this my whole life, and I didn't understand where the feelings came from. But because I had heard from so many Christians how God hates fags and he created AIDS to kill the fags. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of the homosexuals. And you hear about the pervert. I didn't really think God was an option. And that's what really caused a lot more pain for me. And so I went into the gay life thinking that's where I was going to find love and affirmation. Mm-hmm. But I was so miserable in that life. And I saw the misery and the casualties of so many lives who died of drugs and drug overdoses and AIDS and suicide and so many other things. And I was not finding any contentment. And I didn't know that there was a way out through Christ. But eventually God got my attention, and that's what I discuss in the book of how he brought me out of that life.
So would you say, after all is said and done, that's the biggest lie, is that people, LGBTQ individuals, do not see the church or Christ as an option?
I think most of them don't, because of the abuse by so many Christians or even their family members. And I'm asking for the Christians who have a Christ-like attitude and can have compassion on these people. I promise you God has not given up on the LGBT community, because I see what God is doing in that community. So many of them are miserable, and they want out of that life, but they don't know how to get out of it. And mm-hmm. I hear from LGBT individuals from all around the world, not one person tells me they are happy. They are all so miserable and desperate to get out, but they don't have a support system. And this is where the church is failing. You've got to discuss this issue and allow us to come in and hear the word of God, but do it in a safe place where we are not mistreated and ostracized and told you cannot come to this church.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think of it, and your book is so appropriately titled, one of my favorite, and people who have heard me, who have been followers of our show for, what, over 10 years, hear me refer to, my favorite testimony in the Bible is of the blind man that was blind and now he can see. And now here it is. You imagine somebody who is blind and now sees, somebody who is enslaved and is now free. What kind of testimony is that, to others? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. There is nothing like finding freedom from a bondage that you are in, whether it's a food addiction, shopping addiction, drugs, alcohol, pornography, a sex addiction. The freedom is, I think my only regret is I wished God had gotten my attention maybe 15, 20 years ago, that I didn't lose so much of my life in that miserable world and to have found peace and freedom then. But, God has his timing for everything.
He does. And the tough part sometimes, George, is realizing how God redeems things and the whole idea of what redemption. It is a constant commitment by him to be in pursuit of bringing back things to their original intent, just as he did for Job. I mean, he was blessed greater in his latter years than he was in his former. And so we see that also happening time and time again. So I trust that you will continue to realize God's blessing and full redemption value as you go through this process. And I believe that your book, From Queer to Christ, My Journey into the Light, is part and parcel of it. And you being here today to, open up the conversation, and for people who are people of faith, that they can open up and realize that, we have fellow journeyers through life right now. And nobody is without sin. We're all dealing with this. And we want to treat others the way, we ourselves would want to be treated, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, George, go ahead. We've got about 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
Okay, I would like to encourage Christians and pastors to please be bold, be loving, be kind, tell the truth in love. These individuals need help. And I have more information on my website. It's georgecarneal.com, CARNEAL.
George Carneal, author of the book, From Queer to Christ, My Journey into the Light. George, God bless you. Thank you so much for your vulnerability. And we look forward to having you back, okay?
Thanks, Bill, for having
me. All right, take care. You got it. Most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is sponsored by Purina. There's no doubt that pet owners want the best for their furry friends, including the best food to help them grow and feel a long, healthy life together. But with increased confusion about what's good and bad, many pet owners may not feel completely confident that their pet's food is healthy and safe. Finding pet food for your dog or cat's nutritional needs while factoring in his or her life stage, lifestyle, and activity level is critical to health and longevity. Purina Chief Veterinary Officer, Dr. Kurt Venator.
Don't be afraid to call a pet food company and ask questions. These four things can help ensure your pet's food is safe and healthy. Look for a company that invests in scientific research to fully understand pets' needs and offers foods that are formulated by professional nutritionists, complete and balanced, and validated with feeding trials. When in doubt, consult your veterinarian to better understand your pet's specific needs.
For more, visit Purina.com. Again, that's www.purina.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, this portion of the show being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. Hey, go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the banner ad and get back on the road to health. I mean, you'll be amazed. It is absolutely wonderful. Boy, I've experienced it firsthand. So that's why I'm excited to tell you all about it and, you know, encourage you to check it out for yourself. In fact, you can go there. When you go to the website, they've got free samples, all right? So I do just go through the process. They'll send you some free samples and check it out and see if it works for you. But, you know, we find out that, 80%, right? 8 out of 10 people have issues that deal with the gut. I know it doesn't sound very sexy, but the results are, you know, when you've got a leaky gut, it's not good. You know, it's not good. It's not healthy and causes all kinds of havoc and leads to all kinds of allergies and other complications in your life. But anyway, you find out more information right there at the website. Click on the banner ad there for Colostrum LD, okay? Adam Holtz is going to be joining us, Interim Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I saw Judy, by the way, and oh, my gosh, it is touching. I mean, and at the same time, I mean, lately we've been seeing these movies, whether it's Freddie Mercury and, you know, that have been coming out and these iconic stars.
Yeah.
And their lives that you think, wow, and Judy Garland especially, you know, most people want to look at Judy Garland as, you know, Dorothy on the Yellow Brick Road. But, boy, I'll tell you, her road was laden with all kinds of landmines.
No, it was, she had a terrible road. And I think, you know, Hollywood is guilty of, I think, showing us sometimes stars that, you know, depicting them in a light that is far from reality. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to just be cynical here. I just think that we have to remember that, you know, sometimes the story behind the story is tragic. And I think Judy Garland had the misfortune of becoming famous at a time when women were vulnerable in a different way than I think they are today.
Yeah.
Because she was just, you know, it's alluded to, she was just kind of preyed upon.
Right.
And, you know, they plied her with alcohol and drugs and stuff from an early age. And so,
You know, when she was she was 8 years old.
Yeah, no, I mean,
they were in the movie. It portrays as if MGM had done this and Louis B. Mayer, but yes, he was part and parcel of the program. But anecdotally, I mean, I was reading that her mother was giving her barbiturates and amphetamines when she was 8 years old.
Yeah,
because her mother saw her as the meal ticket for this family.
No, and so in a very little P way, she was almost prostituted from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, not sexually, but she was used. And so, you know, she was this remarkable talent. And the movie, obviously, starring Renee Zellweger, I think does a good job from a PG-13 perspective. Like, it certainly hints at the struggle she had, and we see her substance abuse issues without going, you know, into this deep, dark, in the R-rated territory. So, you know, I think kudos for not going there, because sometimes with these kinds of movies, they want to give us the full, you know, undisguised, unmitigated
the full
look
Monty.
At what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And this one doesn't do that. So I think if you're a Judy Garland fan, it's an interesting film. It's a sad film.
Yes.
You know, and I think one that's really well done, and it did okay at the box office. It made about $3 million, but
it was in less than 400 theaters.
Yeah, it was only 461 theaters.
This thing's going to go full blown. It has to go full blown. I mean, the response, you know, in the audience. I mean, all the seats were just about taken. It was to capacity, and upon the conclusion, the people were applauding it. And so, I would say the cinematic scoring should come out very positive. I would think.
Yeah, I would think so, too. And it had a really good per-screen average for that many screens. So my guess is we'll see it rolling wider here in the next week or two.
Right. But, I recommend it. It's, you know, the thing I kept thinking of this, Adam, is, you know, what God tells us about the giftings and, you know, God's gifts and talents, that they're irrevocable. They're without repentance. And here it is that in spite of all this stuff. I mean, whether it was Louis B. Mayer, whether it was her mother, whether it was other people that used her, they understood there was something magical about her. And even though Louis B. Mayer would refer to her as his little hunchback, and he was very condescending toward her to kind of keep her under his thumb.
Yeah,
exactly. But he recognized that, you know, that there was something. I mean, he said it was in her heart, and that which was also an opportunity, she said, for him to touch her. And, you know, when you saw that you in the movie, you think, okay, are we going to get into some pedophilia here or something? Or is this just a mere suggestion? I don't know.
Yeah, the film certainly doesn't clarify it. I think it is certainly suggested that abuse could have taken place, but I don't think the film actually absolutely said that it did. But at the very least, I mean, it's creepy as all get out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, in some ways, well, I won't say it doesn't matter, because those aren't the same thing, but again, that idea that, you know, even as a little girl, she was being exploited. And I think, you know, I think that parents who have talented, precocious, cute kids, if they're interested in going down that route, they just need to ask themselves the question, do I really want my children to be exploited? I mean, let's just go down the list of child stars, and how many of them come out the other end with anything like a soul intact? I mean, it destroys these kids.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, she related in the movie that she was working 18-hour days. I mean, here's, what was she, 12, 14 years old or something? I mean, with that kind of schedule?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you got to be my age to work that kind of schedule.
Right, right. And even then, you know, you need a break in there somewhere.
then it becomes senior abuse or something. But yeah, it's and Renee Zellweger, I mean, you know, we haven't seen her almost. I think it's been a while since she's been on the big screen, ever since she had some major work done on her face. And a lot of people thought maybe she lost some, but there was just something about her look. It works in spite, and maybe this might be the reentry of Renee Zellweger back to the big screen. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, and she even said in press, you know, work for this movie, that she can't remember her 30s. And I think the implication being, you know, there was a lot going on that wasn't healthy. And again, you know, the entertainment industry is not
a place for the faint-hearted, and it's not a place for people who have boundary issues, because you're going to get taken advantage of.
Yeah, without a doubt. But PG-13, and a good movie. I think it's a good movie, and it says a lot. And it is one, as you say, for parents who have ambitions, you know, for their talented kids. It's like, okay, consider the cost here, because you're talking, you know, less than maybe 0.5% of children that can enter into that field, and what they're exposed to. And Lord,
well, and even bringing it closer to home. Let's say your kid doesn't want to go to Hollywood. My son turned 13 this weekend. He's very articulate.
Happy birthday.
A very winsome kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he has pushed me for his own YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I have said, no, this is not a place where you need to be publicly, you know, interacting with the world at the age of 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can say I'm being a draconian parent and it's not that big a deal. But, you know, he's a good enough, kid that I could have said, yeah, let's build a YouTube channel around you and see what we can do. But again, this is me as a parent, and this isn't prescription for everybody. It's not what I want my 13-year-old doing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, I will tell you, doing a national radio show that I do, it absorbs you.
Yeah.
It absorbs you, and you've got to think, okay, well, here's this 13-year-old. Does he know enough to, and really understand, like you said, what it would take? Every waking hour of his time will be devoted to doing these podcasts.
Right. Well, and you can't control how people respond or what they do with your image or your stuff once it's out there.
Exactly.
It's out of your control.
Yeah, without a doubt. I want to talk also, you reviewed Abominable, number one at the box office, right?
Yeah, it did pretty well. I mean, for a sort of second tier or under the radar animated movie that wasn't done by Disney or Pixar, which, mm-hmm. let's face it, there's Disney and Pixar and then everything else. This is a movie about an abominable snowman, a Yeti, who gets captured by an eccentric and slightly evil billionaire in Shanghai, China. But he, to the Yeti's credit, breaks out, and he finds a young girl on atop of an apartment building where he's hiding, and she's maybe 12, 13, young teen, and the girl has lost her father. She's grieving, and she's working through that process and realizes that the Yeti is from Mount Everest and needs to get home. And so she ends up sort of roping in a couple friends, and they help get this Yeti back mm-hmm. to his home. And it's a journey across China. As we're seeing more and more these days, this is a Chinese-produced film that, has enough appeal that they could release it here too. But it's obviously intended, I would say, primarily for the Chinese market.
Mm-hmm.
But fun movie, some nice messages about dealing with grief and friendship and a little bit of peril, but I really liked it. It was a nice movie.
Well, you say it's designed for the Chinese. How does it match up with their culture and the government that says, we will tell you how to emote?
Well, it paints it in a pretty good light. You wouldn't know it was anything other than a Western culture the way this film is created.
Interesting. Well, number one, and hey, we'll see how it holds up next week. We'll see also if Judy is, I believe they have to roll it out. I mean,
well, they have to. It'll be counter-programming for the downer that is Joker, which is coming this week. So,
that's right, which, we didn't talk. We'll talk about that next week for sure. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Don't forget, bring your Bible to school on Thursday, right?
Absolutely. Bring your Bible to school day on Thursday. Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and
antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.